Good morning and welcome to the school run on the first really freezing cold morning of the year. I've had to scrape frost from the windscreen, the front and the back, get a bit of a plastic card and scrape it as well, just as my poor daughter Grace has been freezing cold in the car, complaining to me about the fact that this is the worst weather we could possibly have. But the sky is blue, it's a fantastically looking autumn day, but it is certainly definitely chilly. Will you say that again, Grace?
Maybe in my school the blue tack might be so freezing that all the decorations for Halloween might fall off and slip off because the ice is so cold and slippery.
And that would be pretty awful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, what preparations are you doing for Halloween anyway?
Lots of them. Wait until you see the whole room.
I'm coming tomorrow to your school to hear you guys singing.
Alright, but I bet you'll be scared.
Will there be scary things in the school?
Well,
you'll have... What will they say to them?
I can't see you, but... not I can't see you. There might be pretty scary signs, but I can't tell you.
Is it a surprise? Are you not meant to tell me?
Yep, it's a surprise.
I'm meant to go into the school and be attacked by Halloween?
No, I can't tell you.
Okay, can I bring Rocky to the school tomorrow?
No.
No dogs allowed?
The sign says...
Right, and as we approach the Dunkettle roundabout in an air of anticipation, we'll see what the traffic is like this morning. We're actually running a bit late. I had difficulty getting myself organised this morning. I just couldn't get going in time. So everything else fell a little bit behind schedule. And there were a couple of things misplaced in the kitchen. And now we're stuck in very narrow traffic as I come onto the Dunkettle roundabout about 7 minutes after the best possible time to get here. The good news is that this Vectra car, this new second-hand car I got recently, has been very good at heating up, and we're not cold in the car anymore. Are we, Grace?
No.
Are you cold in the back?
Tell us how cold it is.
You sound like you're going to the South Pole.
It is really cold here.
Yeah, but is it cold enough for penguins and polar bears?
Yes.
Are your legs ice?
Yes.
Are they turned to icicles?
Yeah.
Is there any risk they'll snap off?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, what are we going to do when we get you to school?
Just tricking, it's warm enough for me now. Only my hands are cold.
But is that also a trick?
No.
How do I know whether to believe you or not? Ah, yes. Your hands are a little bit chilly, but that's not much. And we're at the Dunkettle roundabout. Yes, I can report we got through the tunnel this morning without any difficulties whatsoever. The traffic is flowing extremely freely. But Grace, tomorrow, is there going to be singing in the school?
Yes.
Any chance you could give us a little idea what the song would be like tomorrow?
No.
Could you just give us just a tiny bit of the tune?
No.
Is it going to be Happy Birthday Halloween?
No.
Will it be a witch's song?
No.
Oh, I tell you what, she's keeping a very tight mouth on the songs for tomorrow, so there's no way of knowing as we just join the Kinsale roundabout queue way back here. This is the usual situation every morning where I have to join a long, slow cortege that heads up to the roundabout. And ideally, I'd be in the outside lane, which is where I'm going. And I'll be able to slip back in further back, further on. Okay, talk to you later.
And if you haven't heard this today, well, here's what you missed out on first thing this morning. I'm sick of looking at dolls. And he calls you dolls as well, girls, so... You know, I'm sick of looking at dolls who seriously need to cover up the blemishes and wrinkles. There are products available now that can cover almost anything. Seriously, ladies, no matter how old you are, you can have something to offer. Do yourself a favor, help yourself by using some more makeup.
That's a little bit background from C103, just to introduce us to Douglas Road, which has been very clear, very easy to get to. So I have to say that I'm going to give up on this talking about how bad the traffic is or what the traffic is like every morning and find something more interesting to talk about, because it isn't dramatic enough, the traffic. So in future we'll just talk about exceptional delays. As it is, the exceptional situation this morning is that the sun is catching the leaves in the most colourful manner, and you just have a cacophony of that's a bit silly, cacophony of colour, but yeah, so
Dad,
it's
Dad,
yes, Grace.
So that tree with that has sparkly colours, look, Dad.
What
that tree?
What is wrong with the tree?
It's so lovely with their colours. I can see red on it too.
Only red, or can you see any other colours?
Green too. Green and yellow and red.
Wow. What would you call that tree, then, with all those colours?
A rainbow tree.
So we've seen a rainbow tree this morning. The sun has been so amazing on the leaves, hasn't it?
Yeah. And I just saw a leaf with green, yellow and red on it.
Well, that's what autumn is like, Grace. That's what autumn is like. The trees actually change their colour. Or half the trees change their colour. Some trees keep their leaves the same for the whole year. Like these ones up here on the left.
That are all crunchy and punchy.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah, those ones don't change. But the really nice ones change their leaves every autumn. And they change just about now. And you'll see leaves on the road, right along the side, because they fall down in the gutter. Okay, well, there you are, folks. That's the school run this morning. I'm just coming to the parking, and the next issue is how do you find a parking place outside the school? And I'll negotiate that one. And then, can we cross with the lollipop lady? Of course we can cross with the lollipop lady. We just have to find a place to park.
No.
We got
that one.
Oh, thank goodness a car just pulled out just as we pull into the back end of the bus stop. Okay, we've arrived at the school.